We're middle of Sivav, Nosin Talisin Le'uman Le'saknoi Le'kablonus. So as we learned, B'yomi Titin Schari and Baltolin are not limited to salaried workers, a Schir Yoyim who's paid by the hour, but applies as well to an independent contractor. They're hired for a specific job. So there the halachas of Baltolin will apply as well. The important difference is that by a typical worker, the moment he completes the job, at that point, B'yomi Titin Schari and Baltolin, the clock begins immediately, and you have until the end of the day or night to pay him. However, when we're dealing with a kablonus, you bring your suit to a tailor. When he's done, if he calls you up and tells you the suit's done, you know, it's actually, you know, it's lost, I can't find it, but please come and pay me. The halacha is nothing doing. The din of B'yomi Titin Schari and Baltolin apply only when you actually pick up the item. We mentioned the machlokes, the Aruch HaShulchan, and Bir Halacha. What happens if the owner actually refuses delivery? According to the Bir Halacha, that will prevent him and save him from the Isser Baltolin, since bottom line is he doesn't have it yet. Since he doesn't have it, there will be no Isser Baltolin. Aruch HaShulchan argues, and he says, the moment the craftsman indicates it's done, he's ready to deliver it, he wants you to pick it up, at that point, if you refuse to pick it up, that will not save you from the Isser. Now, there is extensive discussion among the Achroinim what the Peshat in this halacha is. How come if you hire a koblin, if someone does work for you, why does the Isser Baltolin there depend on actually picking up the item, and why do we not look at simply when he finished the job? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav learns from this halacha. He says the Peshat over here is that normally when a worker does a job for you, he paints your house. So when he's done painting the house, so you owe him the money, he has no collateral, he has no security, he has no way to really ensure that he's going to get paid. Such a worker, Baltolin, applies immediately. However, in the case of a koblin, when you give your suit in to a tailor, to the cleaners, so when he does the job, he still has your suit. He has a mashkin, he has collateral, he has a way of making sure that you pay him. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, we learn from this halacha, that since that is whenever the Poyo, whenever the worker has a mashkin, he has security, there the halachos of Baltolin will not apply. Now, we mentioned this a couple of days ago when we discussed the Isser of Baltolin on a lease, on rent. So we mentioned one of the potential heterim is, since when you rent a house, you typically give a security deposit, the owner now has a mashkin, and therefore, because he has a mashkin, according to this Shulchan Aruch Rav, and to the Shitas HaRitva as well, there would be no Isser. Now, the Ktzayis argues, and the Ktzayis has a very basic question, and that is, we're going to learn in Sif Ches that B'yomi Titin Schari and Baltolin applies to that first day, the first Aina, when the job is done. A worker finishes Monday afternoon. If you don't pay, you have to pay on Monday. If you don't pay before Shkia, you're going to be over the Issa. Once you miss that Zman, once it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, once you've missed it, the halacha is you do not keep on racking up Isurim of Baltolin. Once you've missed the Zman, the Isur does not apply. According to many Rishayim, but in the Sukkah of Shuka de Surah, if you hire a worker and it's understood you're not going to pay him immediately, you're going to pay him a few days later, and that's the minhag, that's the norm, that's what's accepted, and the worker agrees to that. So there would be no Isur Baltolin if you wait until that time. Even if you do not pay at that agreed upon time or that expected time, many Rishonim say there will be no Isser Baltolin because it's not that first moment, it's not the Zman of the Torah, the Isser will not apply. We'll discuss, when we get to that halacha, we'll discuss the details and the machlokes, but that's the basic halacha. Imkein, Zaktik Tzais, if you've completed the job, the reason why you're not over Baltolin is because you have a mashkin, you have collateral. Then it should follow, if a week later, the fellow, when you pick up the suit, it should follow, since you've already missed that first day, the mitzvah B'yomi Titin Schari and the Isser Baltolin should not apply at all. Yet, if you look at the halacha is that although when he finishes, when the craftsman finishes, there's no Baltolin, when he actually delivers the goods, when the owner takes possession of it, their Baltolin does apply. And therefore, Zaktik Tzayis, if the reason Mashkin shields you from Baltolin, once then it should really work permanently, and there should be never have an Isser Baltolin. Based on that, the Tzayis is a Chiddush. He says that there's a different Pshat. The reason why by a craftsman there's no Baltolin when he finishes the job until he actually delivers it is because when you hire a worker to do work for you, when he does the job, when he finishes, it's over. That's when he needs to be paid. when you give your suit to the cleaners or to a tailor, until he returns it, he has no right to demand payment. The money is only due once he delivers it. That's when, so to speak, the job is done, and that's when he has a claim for his money. And therefore, Zakhtuk says, until you get it back, you don't owe him the money. If you don't owe him the money, there certainly cannot be a chiyuv of Baal Talin. Once he returns it, whether it's a day, a week, or a month later, the moment he gives it back, that's when we look at it as if the job is complete. That's when we look at it as if the right or the obligation to pay first begins, and therefore you'll have to pay him by the end of that day or that night in order to avoid being over the Isser of Baal Talin.